Welcome to Rumike Talks podcast. I'm your host, Konstantin Starodetsky. This is a space where I interview professionals from the entertainment industry and discuss popular film-related topics with my co-host
and producing partner, Rumena Dinevska. Our goal is to help and motivate aspiring filmmakers to get their films made.
Enjoy. Happy Friday, everyone. Welcome to the episode number 31. Good habits for filmmakers. Good habits are crucial. It's the foundation of everything. And the good habits for filmmakers is something that we're going to talk about in this episode. Because good habits for filmmakers are as essential as good habits for anyone else, like brushing your teeth. So let's start off without hesitation. Number one, watch documentaries. And I specifically say watch documentaries, not narrative films, because they show real stuff from real world. There are real characters, real people. Of course, there is an element of narrative and a point of view from the director or the creator of a documentary, but they do use real footage from real locations. And the best part of it is there are a lot of details. The details that just there because it's the environment of the person, environment where the person lives. Because when we make narrative films, we think about those details from scratch. We need to this color because she feels this way, or she grew up in that neighborhood. You have to be very meticulous in terms of what you pick and how it affects the mood and the tone of the movie. But when you do documentary, you just kind of like an explorer. You search for the stuff. Okay, this is the environment the person spends a lot of time in. It also visually appealing and can tell a lot about the story that I want to tell and the tone that I want to convey with this documentary. So documentary is a great work for your study or for preparation for your film. It shows what actually is happening in the world, the things that you don't see on a regular basis. Imagine if you're a person who is stuck in the pandemic and cannot go anywhere. How do you keep this muscle of creativity? How do you keep creating if you don't expose yourself to the real world? And there could be many reasons of why you cannot go somewhere at a particular time of your life. But documentaries allow you to do that. They allow you to travel to distant locations, to different families, to different backgrounds, different classes, different countries. You can watch documentaries that are made in South Korea and learn a lot about their culture from the documentaries. The same goes for any other country. Unless that country is very highly known for their propaganda. So you have to be careful what stuff that you pick and stuff that interests you. And one recommendation that I can give right away is the Lo and Behold documentary by Werner Herzog. It talks about technology, internet specifically. And it talks about two different sides of it. Is it good? Is it bad? How is it good? How is it bad? And then you make your own conclusion at the end of the film. This movie is definitely a good entrance to the world of documentaries. Now, Rumki, what is the next good habit to build for filmmakers?
Another great habit for filmmakers is to write screenplays. And you don't need to be amazing at writing or necessarily want to become a writer or director. But it's still a great habit for you to have so you learn the foundations of storytelling and structure. First of all, it is fun. It is fun for, and it's a great exercise. So you can write a lot of stories just for fun and for exercise. You can even make them like some interesting genres like sci-fi or fantasy. Or anything. It's just about practice and exercise and expanding your imagination. You don't necessarily need to shoot them. You can write here something that you think it's like might be the most outrageous thing to shoot, but it allows you to use your imagination and just practice your creativity and not limit yourself, you know. And that's the fun part about writing. You can, you know, it's storytelling. And maybe eventually one day when you have the means and the people and, you know, the connections, you can actually make that outrageous thing happen as well. The second part is you can write stories that you can actually shoot. this is a great challenge for you where you can sit down and write movies that are like 1 to 3 minutes, 1 to 5 minutes. Think about how you can actually shoot them. Shoot them in your living room or in your bathroom or some more accessible locations like the woods or the beach. Make them 1 to 2 characters. It really, and when you have limitations, it's very interesting. It makes it a challenge. And it also makes you think harder on how to make it happen. And then you can direct them. And that way you practice your directing as well. So I think screenwriting is definitely a great habit for filmmakers. And this year I really want to get more back into writing and challenge myself this way and actually create a habit of this. Konstantin, what's the next habit?
So the next one is the flip of writing screenplays. It's reading screenplays. And we're going to focus specifically on reading screenplays because books you should be reading by default. And sometime in the future, we may create an episode of about books and the importance of books for filmmakers. But today, we're just going to stick to the script. So read screenplays and especially pick a screenplay that you want your movie to be. Pick the screenplay format that you want your movie to be. So is it a TV series? Is it a feature film? Or is it a short film? Find them online. There is tons of resources online for free. You can find screenplays everywhere these days. So just pick one and start reading them. Read several. Read the genre that you want your movie to be in. And if you live in Los Angeles, there is a Writers Guild of America. You can go there. They have a library and you can check in and you can just get an iPad and read screenplays right there. And sometimes they have paper screenplays from like 50 years ago or so. It's just very inspiring to just go there and read screenplays. But otherwise, online, they are available everywhere. Another way to read a screenplay is to read it as you watch that particular movie. So take a screenplay from, let's say, Godfather and watch Godfather as you read the screenplay. It will point out a lot of good stuff that will help you to make your own film. Another way that you can read screenplay is by reading the original creative final draft and the production draft, the one that's been done after all the production stuff's been done, that has scene numbers and things like that, and sometimes even camera angles or ways to shoot it. Because they're different. They're very different because the first one is meant to be read as a novel, in a sense, and the other one is meant to be used as a blueprint to shoot a movie. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of scripts online that I just mentioned. They're actually production screenplays. So spend some time finding the original screenplays that were written to be read and then compare those two. And you'll see a lot of good stuff that you can use for your own film. And the final way that you can read screenplays is read your friend's work. Or if you're going to a screenwriting school or film school, read your classmates' work. Because it's crucial. Because those screenplays are not professionally made. And they have a lot of mistakes, which is great for you because we naturally tend to notice all those mistakes, whether we read a screenplay or whether we watch a movie. We know what is a bad movie or what is a good movie because we can see it, even if we are not filmmakers. So it is essential to read bad screenplays as well. And it's not necessarily that all of your friends or classmates' screenplay is going to be bad, but it's a higher chance that they will be. So it's important to read them as well. And also it's going to be beneficial to them as well. So then they can read your screenplays sometimes in the future as well and give you feedback. Don't be afraid to read someone's work and don't be afraid to give someone to read your work because your goal is to be a better filmmaker and a screenwriter. All right, Rumki, what is the last good habit that we have for today for filmmakers?
Speak about film. Now, assuming that every filmmaker or everyone that wants to be a filmmaker already has the habit of watching films. I mean, you should have that habit on the top of your list. That's why we didn't include it here. But speaking about films is another thing. So what do you do after you watch that movie? You need to share the thoughts with someone. Why is that important? It's because it makes you think about films and think about the things you like in the film. So you kind of go through the film and you make a review of it verbally or in a written form. And me and Konstantin both do this. We have like our own film journals and despite the fact that we talk with each other about what we saw, we also write in this little journal our thoughts about the film. For me personally, it helps me a lot because I can, you know, note down like certain aspects that I liked about the film, whether it was the way it was shot, the cinematography, whether it was like some cool scene and how it was written, or the acting, or the like the topics that the film included. And I can come back to this. And sometimes, you know, when you make your own movie, you might need to look at some other references and like remember, oh, I want this scene to kind of have a feel like this scene in the movie. So you can go back to this journal and kind of look and find great references there from movies that you've seen. So speaking about films makes you think about them more. Sometimes when you go to film school, after that you analyze movie a lot, and sometimes it's hard to just view them for pleasure. But then you go through periods where you're like, well, just watch movies for pleasure, and you forget to think about them in a more creative way, and you just kind of watch them and you're like, oh, that was fun, but you forgot to think about how it was shot or what you learned from it as a filmmaker. So that's a good way to like speak about them and then find what are the things that I can use. What did I learn from this? What did I learn of the way they shot it? Maybe you'll learn some hacks, or it will give you some insights on how to make your next film. Yeah, and now we are arrived to our last section, Obsession of the Week. Constantine, what is your Obsession of the Week?
Well, before I mention my obsession, I just wanted to add one final point to all our good habits for today, to actually make films. We didn't put it on the list because you cannot do it all the time. You need the crew, you need to find people. So it's good if you make at least one movie a year. But the habits that we mentioned, they actually doable every day. You can do them at any time of the day. Those habits are all good, but don't forget to make films as well. And my obsession of the week today is 12 books from 12 friends. I did a poll and I asked my friends, which book will you recommend to read this year? And I got 12 different answers. Actually, I got more, but I wanted to have a 12 because then I can put one book per month and I can actually read them. There are a lot of great books, from philosophy books to novels. I love this list, and I made it into a reel for Instagram. So I'm going to put the link to that reel in the show notes so all of you guys can see that list and maybe read them, or even read all of them. Depends on you. The list is good. Rumki, what is your obsession of this week?
Well, my obsession of the week is the Storyboard Notebook by Plot Devices. Mm-hmm. And this is something Constantine gave to me a while back, like for my birthday. And it's a little cute notebook. It's divided into like squares, where you can basically draw and storyboard your movie. And under each box, you write like a short sentence, like basically explaining what the shot is. If you've never done storyboarding, this is like a great little book to start. I love storyboarding. You don't have to be like the best drawer. I'm certainly not, but I find that like it's a really fun thing to do for like visualizing your movies and visualizing the final look of the film, how it will look like. How, you know, it's one thing when you write down the shot list, and mm-hmm. but it's another thing when you actually see it and how the images are going to come together at the end. So it's just a great little tool. Yeah, I highly recommend that. This week I've been obsessed with it because I want to write my next movie and maybe use this notebook to storyboard it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Thank you very much for tuning in. This is it for today. We'd really appreciate if you can share this episode with your friends and family and any other episodes of the Rumi K Talks. Thank you for being great listeners. We love you and have a wonderful Friday. Thank you for listening to Rumi K Talks podcast. You can find the show notes at rumik.com. I'm your host, Konstantin Staradetsky. My producing partner, Rumena Dinevska. See ya.